Rami.
And Kyle.
Here on Mass Radio. That last song was Levels by Nick Jonas. So, yeah, we're kicking it off with Disney people.
It's a catchy song.
It's a catchy song. You know, I look at it this way. I never really liked the Jonas Brothers. I never did. Ever. At all. Despised them, actually. They annoyed me. But Nick Jonas has, I guess, become a man, and he's kind of like a, how would I describe, I guess I would describe him as like Justin Timberlake from like, you know, NSYNC. I liked NSYNC as a kid, but a lot of people were all like, you know, some people were like, yeah, NSYNC, woo, throwback and stuff like that. But a lot of people were like, ugh, boy band, gross. And then Justin Timberlake became the man and on his own, so.
Yeah, nice comparison, Robbie. You know, he's come a long way since Camp Rock.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
But. You haven't seen Camp Rock?
Nope.
Disney movie, Rami.
Well, that's too bad.
With Demi Lovato.
Yep. No idea.
Yeah.
But I'll say I respect him. But he's not like Justin Timberlake. Sorry, Justin's the man. All right, let's get on topic here.
Yes.
Kyle,
yes.
What do we have on today's schedule?
Yeah. So first, we are going to start with our BuzzFeed quiz. Ooh. And the quiz for this week is: can we guess your taste in music? And then after that, we have our Would You Rather segment. And the theme for this week's Would You Rather segment is Friends, the TV show. So there's 9 questions on that, so that'll be pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have 60 Seconds of Sports, followed by our text message segment, and then finally ending with Arts and Culture.
Nice. And what was the BuzzFeed quiz?
The BuzzFeed quiz is, can we guess your taste in music?
Guarantee you they won't be able to guess mine.
I
listen to so much random stuff. Like, for all those who are listening, I mean, I'm sure you can tell, we play like the most random assortment of music on here.
Yeah, there's no theme really.
Yeah, so.
But that's okay. It keeps people on their toes.
That's right. Yeah, and join us if you'd like. It's just on BuzzFeed. So get that ready, because when we come back, we'll have that.
We'll have that going right away.
That's right.
And if you want to call in, you can feel free to call in during the show or on break. Our number is 253-535-7332. So feel free to call in at any point during the show. And Yeah,
that's right. Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a little break. We'll go to some music and we'll come right back. This is Closer by Tegan and Sarah. We'll be right back. This is After Hours. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. White girls or white chicks?
White chicks. Yeah.
If you don't know that song, you need to watch the movie White Chicks. Anyways, that song was by Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
Such a great song.
I'm sure like everyone has heard that like piano part at least.
Yeah.
Because like they started like putting it in vines and stuff. Like,
yeah, everyone has to at least know that. If you don't, piano. You're living under a rock. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, to introduce you to great music.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Kyle, what's on the agenda? What's next?
Alrighty, so now it's time for our BuzzFeed quiz.
Ooh.
So for those of you just tuning in, the quiz for today is, can we guess your taste in music? So if you want to just go on to BuzzFeed, you can find it on there, or you can go to our Facebook page, and the link is also posted on there as well, just After Hours with Rami and Kyle. So
yeah. Totes my goats.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So we will go ahead and get started. Alrighty, question 1. What's the best place to listen to music? Some kind of intimate setting, on big headphones, on my car stereo, on vinyl played on nice speakers, in my bedroom, when I'm singing it, at the gym, at the club, or any place, anytime.
Ooh.
There's a lot of options.
I know. I'm going to say, oh man. Well, I always play my music in the car. I can't drive in silence, because I'm just like,
yeah, I
get
have
bored, and
then
like,
you start to get tired. Yeah. And you need to do something to keep your brain active.
But like, I also listen to it in like a lot of these other areas, but I'm gonna say in my car, because it's always in the car. No,
yeah,
matter what.
I'm just gonna go with anytime, any place. Yeah, I'll go with that one.
All right. What is most disappointing to you? Oh, just normal stuff. People with closed minds. When people ignore the real problems, Loving someone who will never love you. Sheeple. Okay. When people infantilize.
Infantilize.
Yeah. When yeah. people infantilize me. I. Okay. When a thing like. When a thing I like gets too popular, when people act like they're too cool, or when people think they're better than me.
I just have no clue what infantilize means, so...
Yeah, neither do I. Should we know what that means?
Maybe.
Probably.
We, yeah. Oh, jeez. Maybe we're just stupid. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's okay.
We are. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say, okay, well, what is most disappointing to you? I wouldn't say when people think they're better than me. That's not disappointing. That's just annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it's disappointing. And I wouldn't say it's a disappointing when a thing gets that I like gets too popular. I'd say that's also like...
I'm just kind of neutral about that. I don't know. I don't really have that many strong opinions for that.
Actually, you know, I think I'm going to click that one because there are some songs. I am kind of like a little hipster sometimes. Like, I'm going to say that, I guess. And I'll just do that one.
I'm just going to say sheeple. I think that's people that act like sheep, you know, that are just follow the crowd. That's what I'm getting from that word. I think it's, I don't even know. I think it sounds like a made up word.
No, that sounds like it's right. I've heard the word sheeple, but.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go with that one. All right, choose an off brand breakfast cereal. Apple Dapples, Fruit Ring cereal, Fruit Kickers, square shaped corn, crispy hexagons, Fruity Crisp rice, Frosted Flakes. Oh, that's normal, I think. Yeah, Frosted Flakes.
Except that's with a pterodactyl.
It's with a pterodactyl instead of a tiger. Honey Nut Scooters or Crisp Rice.
What?
What the heck?
Okay, these are all fake.
These
for
are, yeah,
sure.
They're all, well, they're all
they
fake,
they have
yeah.
to be fake.
I
no
think so.
Way.
Yeah, I hope they're all fake. I'm just going to go with Crispy Hexagons because that just is the weirdest. Heck, who would? I don't even know.
I'm going to go with the Fruit Kickers because it's fruit a kangaroo kickers. And it's kicking fruit.
Good. I don't even know what kind of cereal that would be.
It'd be like, is it Trix? No. Yeah, I think it'd be like Trix.
It'd be like, I think it's your thing of Fruit Loops.
That's like the, that's the Fruit Ring cereal.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Let's move on to the next one, right? Okay, what is totally underrated? Bass, jazz, it's really cool, Steely Dan, EDM in general, Solang?
I don't know.
Is that a genre? I don't know. writing your own songs, lots of people singing together, cello, or buying physical copies of albums.
Let's see. What's underrated? I think I'll say... I don't know. I really like buying physical copies. I really still like buying a CD. I like being able to have it.
Right. Yeah, same here.
Because then, you know, if you ever need it again, you just have it with you.
Exactly. And it's like a classic. It's like our records of our time. Right?
I used to like, you know, going to the store and, like, buying new album when it came out.
Yeah. I would still love to have records, man.
I'm just going to choose that one.
Okay. I'm going to say... I'm going to say
the bass.
Because I feel like most people are like, ooh, guitar, sweet guitar, but they never go, ooh, sweet bass, you know? So I'm going to say bass. And I also played the bass for a little bit, so.
Yeah.
I'm
That's
biased,
cool. You know? Alrighty, what is totally overrated? Major labels, corporate-sponsored music festivals, rock music, e-readers and smartphones, Pitchfork, being an adult, skanky pop stars... cool music or everything. Okay, well, I mean,
I'm gonna say being an adult.
I was gonna go with the same thing. Being an adult is so overrated.
I want to be a kid again.
I know.
Except I want to be just like 21-year-old kid, so that way you have, you know, privileges. But yeah. You're still a kid, and you're like, I don't know. Just that's good enough for me.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'll mix up. I'll just say, I don't even know. Okay, I'll just say being an adult also. I can't think of another one. Being an adult's good.
All right. Which animal is most you? We've got the sea cow or the porpoise. The porpoise. what are they called? They're not porpoises, are they? No, that's a dolphin.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say it's a sea cow. I can't remember the actual name right now. raccoons, a goose, a horse, a sloth, a dog, a cat, a bird, or a bee.
What's the most you?
Oh, it's a manatee. It's a manatee. That's what it is. I got it. I'm going to say I'm a dog, you know.
I'm going to say a little kitten because it's just so cute. It's adorable. So cute. The dog's really adorable too, though.
You know, I have cats and I love my cats, yeah. But I feel like my personality is more like a dog. So.
Especially corgi.
Yeah.
Alrighty. What do you most want from music? True talent, something that reflects how life really is, feelings, community, something to move to, something that gives me life, something honest and real, cool sounds, or everything and anything. It depends on my mood, because sometimes I'm just wanting something to move to and dance, and then other times I want, when I'm going to bed or if I'm trying to relax, I'll want more like
calm
feely type music,
or like when I'm depressed, you know, yeah, something to, like yeah. that, or happy. I'm gonna say everything and anything.
That's good. I'll just most of the time I like to listen to music that makes me move and dance, so I'm just gonna say something to move to.
So I got hip-hop head. You live and breathe hip-hop. It doesn't matter what era. You might be deep into into one subgenre, but you most likely love it all.
Interesting.
Okay,
I got an unrepentant hipster, which
ooh!
I don't think that fits me, but maybe it does. It says, when you're not getting music recs from Pitchfork and independent record stores, you're scoping out the dozens of personal music blogs you frequent daily. Your taste is a balance of forgotten oldies and obscure new artists.
Okay, the thing is about this one is like, I feel like, okay, I love hip-hop, I do, but I love so much other music. Like I said in the beginning, I listen to like everything, so
yeah. It's
true, but at the same time, it's not, because I listen to a lot of rock. I listen to a lot of EDM. Yeah. I listen to everything. So.
Yeah, I don't think mine really reflects me either, because I don't scope blogs for music
or
anything like that. But it was fun.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a little break here. And in honor, not I guess, in memory, I should say, in memory of recently today, Prince passed away. So we're going to go ahead and play a song for Prince. This is the Song of the Heart, by Prince, obviously. This is After Hours. We'll be right back. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. That last song was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Sorry, Jepsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right. If you liked that song, then... yeah, there's more of it.
Good job, Ryan.
But if you don't, then there won't be. If you call in, that is. So, if you like this kind of music or you don't like that kind of music, you can always call in to the studio. Call us, talk to us on air or off air. Our phone number here is 253-535-7332. All right. What's the next objective, Kyle?
So now it's time for our Would You Rather segment, and this week we are doing a Friends TV show themed Would You Rather questions. So we have a list of 9 questions that are all from the Friends TV show, or they all relate to it. And yeah, so we're just going to go through and figure out which ones we'd rather do. So let's kick it off with question 1. So would you rather have a third nipple or advertise an STD clinic?
I'd rather have to advertise an STD clinic, because I think it'd be really funny, one, and it just and people would be all like, oh my gosh, if they ever like recognized me from the thing, they'd be all like, oh, you have an STD. But like, I'd be like, no, I don't. And I'd just get papers and be like, look, see, I'm totally fine. Something like that.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, with the third nipple, I'd be like, oh man, I can't get rid of this.
Yeah, you can get them removed. I would.
Can you?
Yeah. I would just get my third nipple removed, because I would not want my image connected to an STD.
Yeah, well, yours is more expensive. I'm getting paid for mine.
That's true. That's true. I'd have to pay to get rid of mine. So, yeah.
All right. Would you rather have a fake tan or have to massage a friend who makes sex noises. Oh gosh. I really don't like fake tanning, but
they just look bad. And you can tell when people fake tan.
I just don't like, I'm not a big fan of tanning, honestly.
I just think it'd be really funny to massage someone and just have them make sex. I think I would just start laughing the whole time.
I'd be dying. I'd be like super uncomfortable, and then I'd just like laugh and leave.
That would just be the best. I would definitely rather massage a friend and make sex noises, because that would just be the most hilarious thing ever.
Yeah. I'd rather do the fake tan, honestly, because I don't think I could like endure all that, like
all the noises.
Yeah. All the noises.
Alrighty, next question. Would you rather run away from your own wedding or accidentally say the wrong name at the altar?
Oh gosh. I'd rather accidentally say the wrong name at the altar.
Oh god, that's so bad.
Like, I mean, you're staying because it shows that you care, but at the same time it also shows that like you may not care if you say that wrong name. I mean, I don't think I would ever do that, but like you could explain and say like, yeah, I was thinking of like, you know, so much going on in my head, and my dad's name popped in my head first or something like that, or Jennifer.
I was just thinking of my side chick. I'm just going to say run away from your own wedding, because, yeah, I'll just run away from my own wedding. Pull a Jennifer Aniston on that.
Be so hard.
Yeah, that would.
Both of them. All right, would you rather put your head in an actual turkey or give birth to triplets, then give them to your brother?
That's great.
Oh my gosh. All that pain just to like say, see ya.
Yeah.
I'm going to say stick my head in a turkey.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think that'd be really interesting.
It'd be like gross.
It'd be very disgusting.
I'd have to like wash my face so much after that. Contaminated.
Ew, it'd be pretty gross. The picture here just looks hilarious, and I think it'd be kind of funny.
I need to watch this show.
Yeah, you do.
I have not actually watched all Friends.
Ew, Rami.
I've seen a few episodes though.
Not good. Alrighty. Would you rather get stung by a jellyfish and need someone to pee on you, or be the one to do the peeing?
See, in a heartbeat, be the one that pees on them.
Easily.
Yeah. I don't want to get peed on. No thanks. No,
I'd be fine peeing on someone. That's okay.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Would you rather get drunk and marry your ex in Vegas or have to show off your fake foreskin made out of silly putty? What is this?
This is all from Friends, so this is, you know, it's related. I definitely wouldn't want to marry my ex in Vegas. And you know, if you just show your foreskin, it's fine. You just do it once, it's fake foreskin.
Yeah, made out of silly putty.
Yeah.
I would do that one.
Yeah, it's not permanent.
It's fake.
And then you're not stuck to someone you don't like or is your ex. So
yeah,
that's good. Alrighty, next question. Would you rather have teeth that look unrealistically white or lips that look very blue?
I'm gonna say lips that look really blue. I don't want to have unrealistically like white teeth.
See, I'll just say unrealistically white teeth, because then, you know, people can just ask, or I just don't have to smile with my teeth all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just kind of cover it up a little bit.
I mean, with the blue, I can just wipe it off, right?
Unless I don't know.
I mean, it looks like lipstick.
It is lipstick.
I do remember this. I remember seeing that episode, actually. It was like the blue lipstick for me.
Yes.
All right. Would you rather run like Phoebe or dance like Chandler? I don't know how either one of them run, though.
Well, one's dance. Chandler just dances very like Chandler.
Shimmy?
He's not a good dancer, if they put it that way. He's more of a funny dancer. Like, you watch him dance and it's funny. And Phoebe's how you watch her run, it's funny. So I'm just gonna say Phoebe. I like Phoebe, and I'm just gonna say I'll run like her.
You know, I'm already not that good of a dancer, so like this would just make me like funnier, I guess. So I'll dance like Chandler.
Good. I can see it. You probably dance like him already anyway.
Probably.
Alrighty, last question. Would you rather catch your partner watching shark porn or get caught in a wedding dress by the ex who dumped you? Well, I don't think I'd ever wear a wedding dress, but I mean, if I did, I don't know.
I'd rather have that. I mean, it'd be a lot harder to explain, like, watching shark, I guess.
Porn. Maybe you could say it's a documentary.
You could say it's Shark Week.
Shark Week.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to say Shark Week.
Sure, I'll go with that too.
I got Joey. How you doing? You're a charmer, incredibly likable, and while you sometimes say dumb things and you're still super popular, life is always good when pizza is around. I would say, I don't know many characters in the show, but I know Joey, and I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Probably. I got Chandler so my result is, you're the funniest person around, so you're always a pleasure in a group, even when you can't stop with the sarcasm. No one knows what your job is, but you're happy and comfortable, so who cares? I don't think I'm as Chandler, but, you know, right. It's okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our Would You Rather segment.
Yeah, and those are both available on our Facebook page, or you can go to BuzzFeed, and the Would You Rather segment and the BuzzFeed quiz that we took are also available on there as well.
That's right. That's right. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a little break, and we'll be back with our sports segment.
Yes.
This next song is Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish and Black Bear. This is After Hours with Rami and Kyle. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mast Radio. All right. And that last song was Close by Nick Jonas featuring Tove Lo. I like that song a lot. Don't judge me.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Now it's time for our sports with me.
In under 60 seconds.
In under 60 seconds. Let's
hopefully,
see if I
hopefully
can
we can do it.
Last week I didn't do it. I don't know if I can do it this week either. I got a lot of stuff.
I have faith in you, Rami. So
thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
All right.
Just let me know whenever
you're
ready.
Ready the timer? Yep. All right. All right. The Mariners played today, and they won 10-7 against the Cleveland Indians. They are now 7-8 in the season, and in their division, they are third behind Oakland and the Rangers. So they're actually doing pretty well so far. So let's keep that going. Brianna Stewart from Seattle, Mariah Jefferson from San Antonio, and Morgan Truck from Connecticut were the top three selections for the WNBA from all, and all of them were from UConn, which is like the first time ever that's happened where they're all coming from one school. So that's really big news. And they're supposed to be all phenomenal. I'm just really happy at the Seattle girl. Woo. The Yankees left fielder Aaron Hicks made headlines, today. I think yesterday he threw a ball from the outfield, and it was the fastest ever recorded ball. It was Wednesday night, and it went 105.5 miles per hour from outfield all the way to home plate to get the out against Danny Valencia.
And that's time.
Oh, no, I missed the last two.
Rami.
Oh, those ones were juicy, too.
I'm sorry. My faith in you didn't work.
I know. I had two more.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maybe next time, Rami.
Next time. Maybe next
Just
time I'll
talk
be a
faster.
Winner. I can't. All right. I'll be one of those guys that's like, you know, hey, 49, 49. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Like one of the people that auction off items
bids.
That just talk really, really quickly.
The bids.
Yeah. Just talk like that.
All right. What is it now?
It is time for our text message segment.
Text massages.
So this is where we just read the last conversation in our phone, excluding all text messages about our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, I guess I can go first. My last conversation was actually with my dad, and I was trying to get a confirmation about my birthday party plans for next month, so I needed to make sure he had a confirmation from the place we're going and just making sure everything, all the logistics were worked out, so I was like texting him frantically,
because
it's less than a month away, so May 24th. But my birthday party is the weekend of May 20th to May 22nd. So, yeah, about almost exactly a month away. So
nice.
Yeah.
My last text message was to my brother asking him to take my survey. yeah. So I was like, yeah, can you take my survey? I need you to. We have two surveys that need to be taken by PLU current students and alumni of PLU. So, yeah, if you're interested in taking a survey, do it.
What class is it for?
Our marketing research class. It's our final project.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. It's fun stuff.
I can tell.
All right.
Alrighty.
And now our final thing is arts and culture.
Yeah. So for this week, for those of you that have heard or have seen all of our social media, Coachella Weekend 1 just ended this past weekend, and Weekend 2 will be start tomorrow. So for those of you that are able to go, I'm super jealous. I'm stuck at school. And for those of you that want to go next year, they're actually pre-sale starts on June 1st, and you'll want to get them right away. June 1st, 2016 is when pre-sale goes on for next year's Coachella. And then regular sale begins January of 2017 for next year. So yeah, I saw a lot of pictures on social media, and I'm really jealous because I wish I was there. But I do plan to go next year. So
yeah.
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 Yeah. And then the last thing that we're going to talk about is actually our university is hosting a TED Talk, and we have one of our own PLU students, Mia Higashima. She is actually talking about her experience dealing with rape during her freshman year of college, and it actually happened only 8 weeks into her first year. Wow. Here at PLU, and she's basically going to be talking about her experience and just in general how colleges need to be more supportive in dealing with rape victims. Mm-hmm. Because I guess it's also part of a national campaign as well. Just there's a lot of stuff that's been going on around campuses where colleges aren't, you know, protecting the victims as much as they should. And, you know, it's also hard because a lot of the victims, they don't feel like they can come forward because there's, you know, there's not really anything. They don't see any progress or any, you know, there's nothing being done really about it. And so yeah. She's just going to be talking about her experience at this year's TED Talk. So it's actually this Friday. So tomorrow is the TED Talk on PLU campus. And you can go, if you go to the homepage of PLU, you can find more information on it and like the exact time and location. But I'm going to go to that. I think it'll be really interesting.
Yeah, that'll be.
But yeah, so she's going to be one of the speakers. And she basically is just, she has a YouTube video she made of it as well. So you can check out her story as well. She has a blog. So yeah, so that's kind of what's going on this week. And yeah, so a little bit sad, but
yeah,
that's a sad, but I mean, it's a topic that's being talked about a lot.
It
so.
Needs to, yeah, it's a big topic. So
yeah,
that's for sure.
And it'll be nice to hear a story and speak up about her, her experience. So,
right.
Yeah,
for sure.
So that is our art and culture for this week.
And that concludes our radio show as well.
So depressing, I know.
Yeah. Just, you know, just one bad thing after another, sad thing after another.
I know, right? So depressing.
Now our show's ending. All right. Well, it's been a fun week, fun night. We're
even though no one called in.
I know. Yeah, nobody ever calls in.
I know. Please call in.
Next time, I'm expecting everyone to call in.
Please do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if, we'll be back next week on Thursday, April 28th from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure to come back. Check us out. Thank you all.
Leave us comments on Facebook if music that you want us to play or, you know,
or
topics
anything.
You want us to discuss, things that we think should be discussed, or, you know, call in just to say hi.
Yeah, anything you want. So,
All right, that concludes After Hours with Rami
and Kyle.
Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Have a good night.